So good morning. So are you feeling relaxed? I'm not. Let me tell you why. So today, so it's on relaxed, right? And so this morning I had printed out my talk, and I've bad eye issues, so I had printed it out in 16 font. And then Pat Thompson said to me, well, if you're having trouble with that, why don't you do 20 font? I said, you're right. Thank you. So I printed it out in 20 font, felt much better about it. Pat picked me up this morning to come here, and the pages were all wonky. I'm like, oh my gosh. Then I went back to my 16 font, and a page is missing. So now I'm like, so I came here, and Colleen fixed it. So I'm back to 16 font, which is better than 12, not as good as 20. I have the wrong color lipstick on, and I forgot my sling for my elbow. Am I relaxed? No. So with that, let's all get relaxed. Everybody take a deep breath. And let's focus on the Lord. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us this morning. It's a beautiful sunny day. Thank you for the rain that we've had. It's so needed, and I love it anyway. So just help me relax. Help your words flow through me, and that we can listen with all our hearts and all our minds. In your name, amen. All right. Okay. So when you go to the doctor, do you tend to take a deep breath? I do. And try to relax before your doctor takes your blood pressure or listens to your heart? Why? Because we hope our blood pressure will be low and the stethoscope will not hear abnormalities like heart murmurs, improper valve function, or irregular rhythm. I sound like a doctor. I'm so impressed with myself. When we are given the all clear sign, we sigh with relief that our heart is healthy and self-sufficiently working without the need of medication or surgery. Of course, this is good news for our physical health, but what about our spiritual health? I think we have a slide. Thank you, Joshua. The only doctor that can treat spiritual health is our Lord and Savior, the great physician. When Jesus was asked, "Teacher, which is the greatest command in the law?" He replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. It sounds so straightforward and easy, but it is not. Do you find yourself asking the following? I want to love God with all my heart, but I don't. Why? There's a gap between who I want to be and how I live each day. Why doesn't it feel like I'm growing? Why am I so distracted? Why don't I pray? What is wrong with me? Why do I get so annoyed by people? Why do I struggle with the same sin day in and day out? Why do I keep trying to fill my heart with anything that seems to satisfy for only a moment? And lastly, why can't I rest in the truth that God's love is enough? Next slide. At his lecture at Talbot School of Theology, Professor Dr. John Coe said, "The degree to which you're surprised by what comes out of your life is equivalent to your awareness of what is in your heart." Ouch, I say to myself. The physical condition of our heart can't hide from this stethoscope. But our spiritual hearts are hidden. The Bible is clear. Our actions come from our hearts. Proverbs 4:23 says in the Message, keep vigilant, watch over your heart. That's where life starts. Many of us don't need a heart transplant in the hospital, but we do need a significant renovation of the heart. The problem is my heart is hidden from me. Yours is hidden from you too. Let's go back to Genesis 3 to the story of Adam and Eve. Next slide. The one thing God asked them not to do is to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge and good and evil. When God asked them about it, they were full of excuses and blame. Adam replied, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." But not to be outblamed by Adam, Eve said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate it." With the fall came sin, and with sin, self-deception. We've all become professional hiders and coverers of sin. We all know how it sucks to feel shame and guilt. The good news is that telling God the truth will open us up. Sorry, I gotta hold this up. It's just getting hard. Telling God the truth will open us up to why behind our behavior, the place where we need transformation. We know we are not supposed to sin, and we really don't want to, but we still do. This is not because we're not trying hard enough, but because our hearts are hidden from us. Have you ever thought about this before? One way we try to hide and cover is by covering up any parts of our lives that doesn't feel right with good behavior. News alert, it won't work. So what is the answer? Well, you are a brilliant room of ladies who know what I'm going to say. We must go to God and stop hiding from him. Do you realize that God wants to change our hearts? He continues to pray for our hearts, even when we don't. This is amazing. The Son and the Holy Spirit are interceding with the Father on our behalf. This is how important our hearts are to God. If this isn't both uniquely moving and encouraging, we're not paying attention. I just imagine that God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus are all sitting around having coffee in the morning, and they're saying, you know what, we need to pray for Barbara's heart. And they're intentionally looking and praying for me. That's an amazing thought. And then they get to you after me. To be clear, in our society, we tend to refer to the heart as an emotion. In Scripture, the heart refers to the core of our being. Proverbs 27:19 says, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. The heart is what a person really thinks and does, not what she says is or who she pretends to be. This is why Proverbs 3:5 instructs us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We don't trust him by saying, God, I trust you. We trust him by opening our hearts to him. God, teach me what is there. When we skip over the importance of our hearts, we attempt to direct our own spiritual growth. Here's an example. I hear a good sermon on prayer. I decide right then and there I'm going to get better at my prayer life. Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Already I've skipped a step. I skipped over the truth of what's in my heart and went straight to trying harder to pray more consistently. Sorry, just got to make sure I got the right pages. Okay. Trying to pray more consistency, praying longer, reading more devotionals, etc. What I did was try to change by trying to change. I'm going to repeat that. What I did was trying to change by trying to change. We have forgotten Jesus' words. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. Our author says, instead, we have accepted this American Christianity that boasts the Lord helps those who help themselves. the bottom line is the one who's going to work the hardest to change your heart is not you. The great physician wants to ask, teach me what's in my heart, and then let him work. Our job is to take our hands off and simply be open to him. It takes time. It requires vulnerability and time spent with God. By opening to his ways, our hearts can be changed. Thank you, Joshua. Let's go back to a medical analogy. You may have heard about the medical device referred to as the Watchman. The Watchman device is a permanent parachute-shaped heart implant that reduces stroke risk patients with non-valvular atrial fibrillation. In other words, the device watches over the heart and prevents it from harm. It received FDA approval in March 2015. I really do sound like a doctor. My mother was one of the first patients to get this implant. This device helped her to live till she was 98 and a half years old. An even greater watchman is God. He doesn't need FDA approval. And he designed heart care when he created us. We can be so secure in his love that we can risk opening that portion of our hearts to his love and forgiveness so that we might be changed. We sometimes forget that God created us and knows every thought we have. He loves us despite our flaws and failings. Next slide. Psalm 130, verses 14 through 16 from the Message says, "Oh yes, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God, you're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made. Bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd ever lived one day." I encourage you to read the entirety of Psalm 139 if you want to learn about how much God knows you and loves you. When I know God will love me no matter what, why wouldn't I want to search my heart and genuinely get aligned with him? It's God's love, not willpower, that is primary power for change in the Christian heart. It's Christ's perseverance, not our own, that is going to see us through. So let's recap. Our temptation, remember, is to try to change without God, to say, "Self, stop worrying." Instead, come out of hiding. Crack open anxiety, worry, envy, jealousy, arrogance, pride, laziness, lust, and disobedience. As you know, the list goes on and on. Change your words to, "God, I'm worried. Help me take all of this to you. God, search me. Teach me about it. We can't do this in a day because our hearts didn't get that way in a day." Know that how we feel about ourselves, Know that how we feel about ourselves is not how God feels about us. In our best moments of being gentle with your heart is more. Our hearts can be healed when they are brought before our God, the great physician, who gives our hearts everything they need, all the love in the world. So remember to open up all your heart to the Lord. And I want to end with another little story. So glad you asked. As you know, I broke my elbow, forgot my sling this morning, and blah, blah, blah. So on Sunday, I fell face-planted on my driveway. I tripped on, I don't know. And so I had to have a crown put on my tooth, front tooth, other tooth yesterday. I broke my other pair of glasses. I scraped my knee. I won't show you because it's ugly. I bumped my nose, scraped it, and my nose hurts, and on and on and on. And so I felt very fearful and saying, I can't be trusted. and thinking, what can I do? What can I do? And then I realized, wait a minute, why am I so thinking about what I can do? I need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Help me understand what I'm doing. Help me be mindful and help me open up my heart in the hidden parts so that I can get straight with you and not be so concerned about all the things I can do. So I've asked the Lord to do that, and hopefully, well, not hopefully, I know he will. So thank you very much. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us together again. Thank you. Hopefully we heard your word this morning. It will open up our hearts, get rid of the hiding places, and let you do the work that you so much want to do in us. Thank you. Amen.